Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 15th, 2020. Well, this week I was teaching at the mission, and I am slowly walking through the book of Ephesians with them, verse by verse, really just taking one verse at a time and trying to just talk to them about that. And this week, my devotion or my lesson was on Ephesians 2:7. So let me find that for you. And it says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And so the lesson was about the exceeding riches of his grace. And as I was teaching this lesson, I really came to a renewed understanding of the grace of God in my life. You know what? Sometimes it's easy to forget the exceeding riches of the grace of God. It's easy for us to forget sometimes just how good and kind God is to us. It's easy for us to forget our past transgressions and even our current ones. It's easy for us to begin to think that we are worthy of the blessings of God. And so, as I was teaching this lesson, I came to this renewed understanding just of the exceeding riches of the grace of God towards me. And I came to that understanding as I began to think about God's allowing me to preach His gospel. Think of this. This word that I'm preaching is His gospel. It is the good news of God sending His Son to pay for the price of our sins. The gospel is Jesus Christ becoming our substitute. The gospel reveals that love which God possesses for His people. The gospel is Him preparing a place for us that He can come and receive us to Himself because He was resurrected. This gospel reveals the love which God possesses for His people. It is holy. It is good. And God chooses to allow sinful, rotten lips like these to share that glorious truth. You know, sometimes as a preacher, you get caught up in yourself. You spend hours studying. You get excited. I mean, I really get excited when I'm studying the scripture. You give your time to it and the Lord gives you insights and you prepare and you begin to think through a passage. And as the outline within the passage becomes to make itself evident, and as you put all that together and you complete your study and you're like, man, I've really got a good message to share. You become excited to share that message. You pour your heart into the deliverance of the message and you pour your heart into people and you empty yourself out of all of that study. And at the end, you find yourself empty. I think sometimes you expect some kind of response or something, and it's easy for you to get lifted up in pride and, you know. So this week, as I was teaching that lesson, I began to think about who I was before the Lord regenerated my heart. My heart was wicked. And yet God allows me to share His glorious truth. Then I thought about all the times that I have in my notes, my heart chases after the things of the world. But, you know, it's not really chasing after the things of the world. You just get caught up in the world and living life. And you're not really trying to, in a sinful way, chase after the things of the world. It's just the busyness of life catches up with you. And then there's times when I begin to think I'm something, when I'm nothing. But God still chooses to allow me to preach His gospel, to preach His word. It's amazing. In our walk with Jesus, we need to keep the exceeding riches of His grace in mind. We don't deserve the smallest of the blessings of God. We have no right to question the grace of God. We may wonder about someone else and it seemed like they're receiving all these blessings and all of this goodness, and we may wonder why that other person is the recipient of more grace than I. Yet that should not be our question. Really, our question should be, why did I receive grace at all? Why did God choose to shower His love upon me? Really, it is keeping grace in perspective. It is understanding we deserve nothing, but God has chosen to give us grace. As I stood before the residents of the mission this week, I understood a renewed sense of the grace of God. As I taught, I shared and talked about the exceeding riches of the grace of God, I began to think about the exceeding riches of the grace of God toward me. And that one of those expressions of the kindness and the grace of God towards me is that He has given me the privilege of sharing His glorious gospel. And I was there at the mission sharing it with them. You know, I don't deserve that privilege. I don't know why God chose for me to share His gospel. But I need to remember the exceeding riches of His grace in allowing me to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a privilege. It's really not a duty. It's not a responsibility. It's a gift. As we consider this today, I want you to think about the places where God has shown you the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards you. How has God been kind to you? Remember that you were dead in your trespasses and sins. You deserved the wrath of God to be poured out upon you, and you did not experience that. You are now alive through Jesus Christ. Remind yourself of the exceeding riches of His grace towards you, and what you deserved and what you're receiving. If you consider that, it might just lift your spirit today and give you a greater zeal to serve Him. Let's pray. Lord, today I simply want to thank You for grace. I pray, Lord, that You will help me to never take Your grace for granted. I pray that throughout my life, I will always be overwhelmed by Your grace towards me. I thank You for Jesus. It's His name I pray. Amen. Till tomorrow. Brother Mark, signing off.